Mute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.
My name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You may have seen me knocking around TikTok and Instagram, but if you don't know me, this podcast is the best way to get to know anything and everything there is to know about me. When I was thinking of an idea for my podcast, I wanted it to be something really authentic. I wanted it to be something that reflected me, and I thought Unscripted was just that. I think everybody knows that's one thing that I definitely am. We all know I've had my fair shares of ups and downs, so whether it's love life or just a daily dilemma, I'm going to be here to help. I've probably gone through it. Each week, I'll be covering a new topic and asking you guys to send in your dilemmas for me to answer right here in the studio. There'll be new episodes available every Wednesday on the Go Loud app or wherever you guys get your podcasts. Hello guys and welcome back to episode 21 of Unscripted. Every single episode I say this, but like we are getting closer to that episode 100 thing and I really don't want to eat tuna, girls. I really don't. Lauren, why did I agree to that? Like what the actual fuck was I thinking when I agreed that? Do you know what it is? I just thought we wouldn't get there and now we're on episode 21 and it feels like we've only been doing it for like 2 days. So we'll have to video me eating the tuna at least. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for all of the lovely feedback on last week's episode. I hope that it was helpful to a lot of yous listening. Do you know what? That's kind of one of the topics that I get quite a lot of questions on. And I just feel like a lot of the time I can't answer because I'm not a professional. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was nice to kind of have like a psychologist in, a professional in, and I hope that it helped whether you yourself are neurodivergent, whether some of your peers are neurodivergent, whether your children are neurodivergent, whatever it might be, I hope to help to get a bit of a better understanding. My auntie actually rang me and was like, that was an amazing episode. So there's the feedback. Even my auntie loved it. Right, guys, we have a very exciting guest on this week's, probably our most requested guest. Finally, I managed to drag him kicking and screaming, like literally kicking and screaming into the podcast studio. Guys, it's kind of awkward because he's my boyfriend. I'm like, how do I intro him in a way that's not awkward? But we have Alex on the podcast today, everybody. Woo! Alex, do you want to say hi?
What's happening? This shit is, it's, I'd be rattled going on podcasts. I was only on Spin 103.8 like last week and I was like, just off the bat, I'm so bad at being like a real person.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially now with you.
Yeah.
Because I live with you. So it's like, I just feel like everything is going to be like awkward as shit, but we'll get through it.
Yeah. Well, no, you're awkward at being Alex. You're good at being like music, like cool rapper, like where you're awkward at being Alex, but it's fine. We'll get through it. I dragged him, lads, and I tell you, kicking and screaming, like since the first episode of my podcast, I've been saying to Alex that he needs to come on and he's put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off.
I'm quite shy, like, with this kind of thing. Like, yeah. I'm proxy at, like, doing interviews and podcasts. Like, even when I went on, like, Talking Bollocks podcast, like, the two boys were getting on to me for a while before I built up the courage to go on. Then they were like, oh, like, come on for episode 100 now with Will A. White. And I was like, oh, I can't turn that down. But,
And you were locked.
Like, so we're actually making a bit of progress today. I'm not drinking.
You didn't need
to. Yeah, when I went on there, when I had to have a few whiskeys because I was... That.
I remember that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you were getting Lauren to get your mixer.
Yeah.
But you know what? Do you know what a real thing is? If you just say out loud that you're nervous, then it helps. Then if you just like say, oh, I'm nervous or I'm scared or I don't want to do something, then I feel like it warms you up. But like we're going to be here anyway talking for an hour. So you're going to have to warm up. You have no choice. Right, so I think it will be interesting. It'll be an interesting question to get from Alex because I've told my version of events on the podcast before, but I feel like Alex's version of events are very different to my version of events. So, Alex, how would you describe how we met?
How we met?
Yeah.
Or how I became aware of you?
No. Well, how did you become aware of me?
You made some... bleeding TikTok saying you were dating me or something, some trend. It went viral and then someone sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know who you were at the time.
Yeah, that was back in like 2020, guys, but I can't get the TikTok. It's like actually low-key sad. I've said this on the podcast before, but you know the trend where it's like, it was only just a dream. And I said I was dating him and then the end of it was only just a dream. So it's kind of embarrassing because now I am dating him. But how would you say, like, who made the first move? How did we meet?
Well, I had like a receipt and gum in 2019. And I put up on my Instagram story, like, what's the story with this? Like, how do I fix this? And I didn't see it at the time, but we went back and looked and you would reply to me story.
Yeah.
Saying like, get soft, bristle toothbrush and all that. Right? So maybe you kind of made the first move in that sense, didn't you?
No, you did. Because that was when I didn't even have social media then. So like, I would have looked at Alex like, as like, oh my God, like, yeah. I would have looked at him like he's famous, like, and I didn't have any, Lawrence laughing, I didn't have any followers. So like, I was just replying to a famous person in my eyes. That was not me making a move, okay? It was not.
Well, it was a failed attempt, wasn't it? Are you only counting my one because it was a success?
Well,
what happened?
Well, why didn't you answer it? That's the question.
I genuinely didn't see it. It's only
so you would have, if you seen it, you would have answered it.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? He probably, yeah. I don't know. You can't answer that.
But yeah, how did we actually meet then? Tell the story in your words of how we met.
We started texting and then I was out with all my mates. We were in the Oily Fox drinking and you were in tramline.
Yeah.
And then we just floated down the tramline and you were proper awkward. Like, I walked in and you went mute kind of when I walked in, didn't you? And you were like, do you want a drink? And you just got me like a little shot of Baby Guinness.
Yeah.
But we didn't, yeah. That was the first time we saw you with all your mates bleeding. It was there, Brandon and all.
Yeah, Brandon and all. Yeah, our like story of how we met, you know the way people have like really like cute romantic stories, like we literally met in tramline. There's nothing romantic about it. But yeah, I was really awkward because Alex is really tall. Like, I don't think people realise how tall he is.
I used to love tramline. They used to let me and all the boys in and tracksuits, like, we go walking.
Yeah, they're still like that.
Yeah.
Soho is still like that. I go to Soho now anytime I go out and I really like it.
There was a security guard that worked there. I think her name was Laura.
Yeah.
She was an absolute legend. So if she's listening to this, shout out to Laura. She just always sort me and the boys out.
She might still work there. I think they have a lot of the same staff.
Is it called something else now?
Soho.
Oh, it's called, oh yeah, yeah. I think Mallow DJs in there.
Yeah, that's where I always am on nights out.
Soho.
How do you not?
I haven't been in there since around like 2022.
How do you not even be paying attention to where I go on my nights out?
I don't know, because I don't really go into town as much anymore.
No.
I don't really like nightclubs, you know that?
No, neither do I. I don't.
I prefer like going to the pub or going and then going back to a gaff and having, because in nightclubs, you can't hear what the other person's saying.
Yeah.
Like when I like going back to have a few drinks with my mates and like having the chats.
Having the chats, yeah.
Playing our own music. A lot of the time, the music that is getting played in nightclubs is like
shy.
Yeah, it's poxy. Yeah, it's not my buzz.
Yeah, well, Alex does love a gaff. I can confirm that he loves bringing people back to the gaff. So yeah, basically, that's the story, guys. We met in tramline. Nothing cute or romantic about it. It's actually, when I think, like, you know the way, like, if we have kids ever in the future and they're like, oh, where did you meet? Like, fucking tramline. Like, how the fuck do you explain that to your kids? It's such a, like, we're going to have to make up a story. We're going to have to say, like, we bumped into each other in a supermarket or something real.
But it's not like we met in tramline. We were texting before, you know? Like,
yeah, you, no. You left a crucial part of this story out, actually. Hold on.
I replied to your story.
You replied to my story
and
I was out in tramline and you were in opium and you followed me to tramline.
No, that's not true at all. The night I met you in tramline was the night I was in Wiley Fox. When I wasn't in opium.
So you were going to tramline anyway?
I can't remember. You were there and we would go there a lot anyway, but you were there that night, so it was a win-win.
He won't admit it, lads. He just came because I was there.
What was the story you replied to?
I put up, oh my God, yeah, I think I've said this before on the podcast. I put up saying hungover Mondays are the worst and he replied saying disagree, right? And I text
it was something silly.
Yeah, it
wasn't even a good thing to reply to.
Are you scarlet when I'm saying this?
No, you're grand. it wasn't good.
Yeah, but then I actually text my cousin. I must see if I can get these messages. I text my cousin because I was a huge Versatile fan. Like and especially Alex, like I was mad into Alex, like I fancied Alex. So and I literally used to share his pictures and everything, being like, wow. So then I text my cousin, and I text my cousin basically being like, oh my God, guess who messaged me? And she was like, who? And I was like, Eskimo Supreme. But yeah, I think I still have their messages because I was showing you recently enough. But yeah, anyway, how did you get into music? I already know all this, guys. This is why it's kind of fucking awkward. Like,
I've always been into hip hop and rap music, like since I was like a kid. Mm. My brother's mate was babysitting me when I was like 8, and he shouldn't have been doing it, but he was showing me like the whole Biggie and Tupac beef, like showing me like Hit 'Em Up and all.
Yeah.
At 8 years old, I learned all the lyrics then, and since then I just got mad into it. And then there was also, before like the social media age, there was a group in Ringsend called Satyrics.
Yeah.
And they would have been around my brother's age, and they were rappers, and they were way ahead of that time, and my brother would have shown me them. And so I would have always been mad into like hip hop and rap growing up and stuff. And then it's only when I was like 16 I recorded my first track.
Yeah.
Now, the first few songs I recorded, like I actually rapped, not many people know this, I rapped in like an American accent. Like it was properly cringy shit, like.
You did?
Yeah, yeah, like I put on a proper, because my mindset back then was like, which was fucked up because I was real into Irish hip hop, you know? So yeah, I rapped in like an American accent, and because I thought like it'd go further.
Yeah.
But I'd love to hear a recording of it now.
And where were you recording it when you were doing American accent?
In my gaff. So I saved up for a microphone, and basically I had to, one of the older boys there, really hold a bit of grass for us and try some cash. And I was like, it wasn't much, like, do you know what I mean? And I said, yeah, I will. And I ended up making 200 quid from it. And I bought a microphone. It was a condenser mic. I actually remember the model. It was like a Rode NT2A, it was called.
Yeah.
I got that, and I downloaded some like software on my laptop. It was called Mixcraft. And mm-hmm. I was making loads of beats and all on it. And yeah, since I was 16, I was just doing that.
So basically, you done something illegal. You bought the microphone, and then you started making music at 16. But
yeah, I was rapping since I was about like literally 10 years old, like doing freestyles and all. Like I remember, I'd actually learn off rap songs, and the teachers in my primary school would send me from class to class to perform to all the other classes rapping. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? So it was. Yeah, it's always been a part of me to some extent.
Yeah, and you used to listen to rap on the way to school with your mom, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex's mom is like the funniest person ever. Like she's, I think probably from raising you. That's probably what it is, because you would have been playing rap music and everything from when you were younger. But your mom's cool. Alex's mom's
cool.
I
know, she's my biggest supporter. Like she literally knows every song.
Yeah, she'll...
Lyric off by heart. Like,
She'll ring me and Alex, and she'll be like, Niamh, come on, rap with me. And she'll just start rapping Alex's music.
Yeah, no, she's probably a big reason to, like, she's probably a big reason why I got to where I am today, because she's so supportive, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, like, a lot of mads would probably be like, oh, what are you doing that for? And all, you know what I mean? But she was proper, like to the end, like, just supported her fully. So, I'm grateful as fuck for that.
Oh, do you want to tell the story about... I feel like that's a really nice story if you want to tell it. You know, when the guard gave you the J-Lo, was that it?
Oh, when I was like 16.
Yeah. That's a great story.
Oh, stop. People are going to think I'm some absolute little scumbag.
Well, you were.
I wasn't. I was just a little mess.
No, like, not a scumbag. You were a bit of a troublemaker.
But anyway, I spray painted a wall or something. Like when I was growing up, I was a skateboarder and all. Niamh used to give me shit for that.
Yeah, can we get people's opinions on this, right? When I was younger, the skateboarders were kind of a bit, I don't want to say losers, but they were like a little bit, not losers, they were kind of just artsy and they weren't cool. Like they weren't losers.
Yeah, but
where you grew
up, the cool kids were the GAA players.
Yeah, fact.
And you know what I mean? I'd rather be a skateboarder than a GAA player.
Oh, we're going to have all the gag. Yeah. Oh my God. Don't let the GAA catfish hear you saying that. You'll be her next victim.
But we spray painted a wall or something innocent or whatever. And I was like 15 or something, and I got a JLO for it, and a liaison officer was coming into the gaff, and he goes, what do you want to be when you grow up and all? And I was like, a rapper. And it was like this mad awkward silence, and the guard are just like, a rapper? And he just sniggered at me, you know what I mean? And my ma always says, like, if only he saw you now and all. And I was like, God story.
But that's the kind of attitude I feel like a lot of adults would have towards their child if they said, like, oh, I want to be a rapper. So Yeah, you probably, your mom is probably a lot of the reason why you felt confident.
That big time. I always tell her that as well.
Okay, Alex.
They're just staring at me.
Alex is like in, if fits, we had to pause there, lads, because he's in absolute fits of laughter. But right, pivoting, right? I obviously know all the story. He's still laughing.
Sorry, go.
Alex, I'm trying to host a podcast here. Do you want to get your laughs out?
No, you're grand. Go,
right. I obviously know all of this and the whole story, but I feel like the listeners will really, really want to know, because obviously I think your music video has been a massive hit and got a really, really positive response. What was the like inspiration behind your music video?
What was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah.
Just going out on the weekends with all the boys and seeing like...
Yeah, but you don't do that.
No, but some of, like, I've seen people do it.
Yeah.
You know, where like...
Yeah.
Like it affects their relationship and all, you know, and I just thought that's a gas idea for the concept.
Actually, Alex did do it once and...
Oh, yeah.
So basically, okay, Alex went out to the pub and it was fucking so late as well because his friend Dean, hello, if you're listening, because Alex will probably send this to you. Well, I'll send it. Dean was home from New York. Dean is like Alex's like best friend since they're kids, but he lives in New York. So Dean was home from New York. So Alex decides at like 1 o'clock in, what time was it? Like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning or something?
Oh, it was literally because my mate Dean was out from America and I was meant to go for a appointment. But because he was jet lagged, he fell asleep like mad late in the day. Then like he woke up at like literally midnight and text me, yeah, bro, I just woke up. And I was like, oh, fuck, right, we'll try squeeze one drink in then somewhere. And I collected them. We ended up going into town then because obviously all the local pubs would have been shut.
Yeah.
And yeah, one pint ended up being...
a lot more than one pint. So I have a colposcopy appointment the next morning, girls. Right, and don't care, Alex is really like the best boyfriend ever. But this is one thing that like really fucking, I swear to God, like he is lucky. By the time he came home, I have to tell the story for you to understand. So basically, I have a colposcopy appointment the next morning. You know, I've been dealing with that and like really like scares. Like, so Alex usually, I wanted Alex to come with me to the colposcopy appointment because I was scared. Like, so I went to bed. I rang him at 6 a.m. I'm like, babe, will you come home? Like my appointment's at 10. He's like, yeah, babe. Like I'm having one more drink. I'm getting in the taxi. Right. And I'm like, I know. Well, actually, to be honest, Alex normally is the first one in bed at an after. It's like, I'm not joking. This boy cannot stay up past 6 o'clock in the morning. And if he does, it's like everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe Alex is up this long. Like, he's not even 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, he's normally very sensible. I'm actually the one that's normally not sensible. But anyways, I get up the next morning. Alex is nowhere to be seen. So straight away, I'm seeing red, right? Normally, I wouldn't like, me and Alex are very chill. He can do whatever he wants. I can do whatever I want. Like, as long as we're like in communication with each other, it's fine.
You were like Jody in the music video.
I was like Jody, yeah. So long story short, I wake up, I go downstairs. The fucking whole roof is leaking. The electrics are gone because water has gone into the socket. The boiler is making noises like it's about to fucking take off like in a fucking aircraft.
Now,
okay?
I didn't come home yet, but when you text me, I did sort it out. I rang the plumber and he came down and fixed it.
Alex, he didn't come for fucking hours and I still had to go to my colposcopy appointment on my own.
Yeah, well, I apologise for the not bringing you to your appointment, but I did bring the plumber, so at least that's something, right?
But then, right, he done this tactic, right, because he knew that he was in deep shit, right? So he done this tactic of, I'm just going to stay away for so long that she's going to think I'm dead and by the time I come home, she's just going to be grateful to see me. And it worked. Yeah, it worked. I fully thought this boy was dead. I was literally like, oh my God, I'm not even going to fucking tell you when he stayed out till.
It's actually a genius tactic when you think about it.
No, that is,
don't come home when you're going to get caught in the firing line.
No,
wait until they think something horrible's after happening to you.
But you know what, I'm a hypocrite, lads, because I could go out with my friends, right, and genuinely like I could be gone for like, I'm not even going to say. I could be gone for
6 days. Like.
No, not say, Alex. People will believe that.
Five.
No, I could be gone for ages. I could come home like the next night and Alex would be like, "We all right?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So I'm being a bit of a hypocrite because I've done it a few times. I think it's very easy.
Yeah, but
to
do you not love having the gaff to yourself as well? Like, do you know what I mean?
Not when I think you're fucking stone dead somewhere, Alex.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, like, sometimes I'm... that really worried me that time. I was worried because then he was afraid. I was belling his phone. Like, I mean, 100... How many missed calls would you say I had?
387.
I was bad because I was pissed. I was so pissed. I was like, "You didn't bring me to my appointment. I have no fucking electricity. I'm freezing fucking cold. And you're out on the fucking piss with..." Guess who? Dan O'Gill. Dan O'Gill.
Dan O'Gill.
Dan O'fucking Gill. So, yeah. But that's the only time you've ever done Anthony. You're actually very... you're not like a massive... well, you are a sessioner, but you're not like... you don't stay out for days. Not usually, anyway. I feel like I'm actually becoming a bad influence on you a bit because you've started staying up a bit longer now ever since we've got with each other. But where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, the inspiration for your music video. So it was just your friends staying out on the piss and getting in trouble with their girlfriends.
Just the devil and the angel. They always get that voice in the back of your head. Me and all the boys always talk about it.
Yeah.
When you're going for a drink and all.
Yeah.
Like, it can so easily escalate.
Yeah.
You know, because each drink just, like, you start feeling better after each point. You don't want it to end and it goes too far then.
Yeah, and drink lowers your, like, inhibitions as well. Like,
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
You know, if we're sitting here now, we're not like, "Oh, let's go on a mad session for two fucking days.
I think alcohol is the route to, like, oh, like, my bad habits. Like, if I go on the piss, that leads to me now, like, going to the shop and buying a vape.
Yeah.
That then, which will then lead to me staying up for days, which will then lead to me ordering a takeaway.
Yeah.
Like, it'll fuck up my whole week.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm literally, like, when I'm in work, in the zone, like, I need to say, right, I'm not drinking for this whole next period because it's hard to just go for a few drinks and not, like, break into all the other bad habits, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's one good thing, though, about both of us. I feel like we're both kind of like that. When we're, like, in work mode, we're not like, "Oh, let's go out." And we get very, like, "Okay, I'm not drinking because I'm working." And that's one thing, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of can't... they're not able to do that. So they'll, like, fuck up their whole lives because they want to drink every single night. Whereas... I'm the exact same as Alex, but he's a bit more extreme than me. Like, Alex, like, he decides he's going to give up the vapes for 3 months and then he just buys vape on the last day of the trip.
Because, I'm obviously doing dry January right now. I haven't had any drink. I haven't had a blow of vape or
anything. Neither have I.
Well, no, because you don't drink.
Yeah.
Like, you go out once every blue moon, but when you go out, it's hectic.
So, can we confirm? Because people think that I am a mad, like, I'm out every single night of the week. I'm always...
no, you go out. It's very seldom you go out.
Yeah.
But when you do go out, you go full tilt. Me personally, I think that's a good balance, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that than go drinking every weekend, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think you have it sus there.
I'll remind you of that the next time.
No, because you're not a drinker at all. Like,
no.
Like, even when we go out to my ma's asking, "Do you want to have a glass of wine?" And I'm like, no. And my ma's like, "Why does she have a drink of me?" I was like, "She just doesn't drink." She's like...
yeah.
But it's almost like that's a weird thing for people, you know?
Yeah.
But...
it is in Ireland. There's such a big, like, drinking culture, even just to sit in front of the TV and have a fucking drink. Like, I think that is bizarre. Like, yeah. I know we've spoken about this, but before you met me, you would have kind of had a drink more often, wouldn't you?
Oh, I went through a period, like, I go through periods where, like, I'm drinking all the time. Like, my mates would be calling me a piss bag and all something. I'm always, like, I just love going down, having a few gargles.
And it's always Guinnesses.
I love Guinness. I never used to like Guinness. And I actually gave Guinness drinkers shit in one of my songs before.
You did.
Because I feel like they glorified the bits, like, "Oh, the cream, split the gin," and all, like, all this carry on. And it's, like, fair enough. But I would go on like that with my mates messing, but, like... yeah, when you get a nice pint of Guinness, though, it is lovely. I have to try that Grave Digger spot. I've been meaning to go.
Oh yeah, it's yeah, yeah.
To do the nicest one, but that'd be my go-to now, and then onto the vodka.
But would you have, before you met me, would you have sat and, like, say, just in the evening, had a drink for no reason? Like, you're not going out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I just can't understand that. Like, why does anyone want to... like, alcohol doesn't make me feel good. Like, especially not
who,
one...
it depends who I'm surrounded with as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, not by myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
So I suppose that that probably is, like, I feel like alcohol in general is, well, alcohol and drug culture both are very big in Ireland.
Not yet. I think the trick is avoid alcohol if you want to, like, get in the zone and get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
For me, that's it.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's childish that I even, like, smoked a vape before, you know? Because I've never smoked cigarettes in my life.
Yeah.
So what am I doing smoking a vape? Like, I went out one night and obviously, drunk again. Someone hands it to me. My inhibitions are gone.
Yeah.
I take a blow of this like candy flavored vaporizer. Yeah. This is lethal. And then I end up hooked on them. And you know yourself, Neville, I'd be flat out on them. Like, remember, like, especially like, 2023.
Yeah.
Like, you'd even be saying to me, like, I'm going through like one or two vapes a day. Like, it was rotten.
Do you know what? I, like, don't get me wrong, smoking is bad. I'm a smoker and I'm a heavy smoker. Like, Alex will tell you, I smoke a lot. Like, but for me, vapes are even worse, right? Because when you smoke, you know the damage that you're doing, right? Vapes, one vape is 50 cigarettes. It's the equivalent of 50 cigarettes. And there was days where Alex could be having two vapes in a day. I would never in my life smoke 100 cigarettes in a day, or I'd be sick everywhere.
No, it's like, that's one habit I'm freaked I ever picked up now. Yeah. But I do feel like I can switch it on and off.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, even last year, like, as soon as it hit January, I was like, quitting it. 3 months off. Wait, the only reason I relapsed is because
when I was on
the tour, remember we went to Leeds in 2023, they had them big huge vapes. It was like a Capri Sun lid on it that you took out of.
When
we went to Leeds last year,
they were lovely.
I was like, oh, they were so nice. And but then when I actually bought it and took a blow off it, I was like, this is rotten. Like, what am I doing? So like, off them now. I haven't touched one since New Year's Eve.
Alex gets an idea in his head. Like, when he gets the idea in his head, that's it. Like, he has to do it. So he literally will fuck the vape out the window. And, like, the thing is, right, this is where...
No, on the New Year's Eve, I'm real, like, I'm mad into, like, me lists, and I'm mad at OCD about, like time. So I said to myself, like, on the as soon as it hits the 1st of January 2025, I'm quitting the vapes. So on the New Year's countdown, everyone's going 10, 9, I'm there.
Yeah.
Sucking to get all my last blows in before, because then as soon as it hit 12, boom, that's it, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you're fucking it. Because
I'm not one of these people where it can be like, right, I'll quit in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be the full month, you know, like, not a second where I was acting the bollocks, like.
Yeah, but that's what I keep saying to you. You keep torturing yourself, right? Because Alex will give up the vapes for a month, go back on the vape for a month, give them up again. Like, you're going through nicotine withdrawals every second fucking month.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's torture. Like, even for me now, I would find it very, very, very difficult to just throw my smokes out the window and never smoke. Like, on it.
Now, you're bad, Niamh, with the smoking.
I know.
Like, you're like real bad with the cigarette. Like, even my brother's smoking since he's 12. And even he, like, he asked Niamh to mind his dog for like literally an hour. And when he came back to the gaff, he looked at the ashtray and there's literally butts coming out of the ashtray. Like, you're only there for an hour. There's about 50 butts in it.
But, do you know what it is with me though? I think it's actually like a weird OCD thing with me, because I will be like, see, if I'm going for a shower, I'll be like, I have to have a smoke before I get in the shower and I have to have a smoke after I get out of the shower. No, you don't. Like, you don't need to have that much fucking nicotine. And now what's happened is that my like tolerance for nicotine is so insanely high that it's really difficult to cut down.
Do you ever think you'll quit?
I'm going to try quit this year. Well, I have been trying to quit, Alex. I've been trying to cut down. I don't think I will ever be able to go cold turkey.
No, you've made progress. Like, you've cut down from like 40 smokes to 20 now, hasn't it? So that's good, you know?
You're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole. But yeah, so obviously that was the inspiration. Well, Alex's mind, right? Can I blow a little bit of smoke up your arse? Am I allowed to? Right, Alex's mind is like very weird and wonderful. Like, honestly, he is a creative genius. He's very, very good when it comes to like he has all these just wacky, like weird fucking ideas that you're like, even sometimes when he tells me his ideas, I'm like, that is fucking ridiculous. Like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But then once it actually comes to fruition, it's like, wow, this is fucking genius. So I feel like you're very talented at music videos. Like, I would say that you're the best at music videos. You're so good at like storylines and like doing things that other people haven't already done. Like, I feel like that's like, you're really good at that.
Ah, thanks, Niamh.
It's real awkward being nice to him. No, that makes it sound like I'm not always nice to him. I am sometimes. Oh, yeah. And I feel like something not a lot of people know about Alex. What you do in college?
Film. I studied film.
Yeah, yeah. You did. And you made short films.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I made a short film last year. I took a year off from making music in 2022. I made a short film with me mate, Nathan Redmond, a.k.a. the Heroin Chic. I met him in Ballyfermot. We both studied film in Ballyfermot. You might have saw a few clips from it on TikTok or whatever. It's called Catburn and Ultras.
Yeah.
So it's just about these bleeding mass thugs that go around launching cats into bonfires.
And you got nominated for loads of awards for that.
Yeah, so it's actually mad now that I think of it. So I got nominated for an award for that film. And at the award ceremony, I was sat at a table beside these lads from the north.
Yeah.
They were up for best music video.
Yeah.
They shot a video for Daniel O'Donnell. And they're called Kieran and Sean. And they're... production company is called React Productions. And I saw the videos like, oh my God, these are sickos with the visual effects. And
yeah,
their camera work was unbelievable. So I literally said, look, we need to collab. Like, yeah, I have a lot of ideas. Let's make something. And yeah, then they actually made the single that I just dropped there, the video, Is Your Brother. And they smashed it. Like, I literally wouldn't have been able to, because I usually edit all the videos, but I'm poxy at visual effects. I just don't have the head for it, to be honest.
Like, yeah, you need very a lot pedantic. Of patience.
Yeah. And they'd have, I think they have a bit of a background. I think they did animation and stuff, so they'd be more well-versed with it. But yeah, so Catburn and Ultras kind of was the reason I got the video for Is Your Brother.
Yeah, and you're kind of creating a little universe, aren't you? Because
there's a few Easter eggs. I littered a few Easter eggs around the music video. You can see like a big film billboard of Catburn and Ultras in the background. And even in the opening scene, a lot of people probably didn't cop this, but when Ado and Jody, a.k.a. Enya Martin, shout out Enya, were having the argument, Kappa and Ultra's playing in the background on the telly. And fucking Lauren texts me straight after saying someone got onto her. I was like, Jesus, your lines were pretty grim.
No.
Another man called Tommy Dawson died on the site when his head was crushed by a bulldozer.
Well, you need to give context. Lauren done the voiceover for the like news presenter on Alex.
Now, Lauren's voice is brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, Lauren. Yeah. Lauren has, I tell her this all the time, she has like really, really a radio voice. Like a big radio voice.
That was actually my fella that said that. He was like, I didn't realise the lines.
They were mad grim, weren't they? They were proper grim.
I don't mind. I recorded them in front of him and he didn't even...
Like, what were you thinking when you read that?
Bulldozer.
Well, to be fair, Niamh gave me the heads up. She was like, it's going to be a fake news story. So I was like, all right, grand. And there's me thinking it's going to be something like...
One of the top comments on the YouTube, is that Lauren from Go Loud?
Yeah.
How many, like, so you must be, how many, is this the only podcast you do?
Yeah.
Right.
I only speak for Niamh.
Yeah, I always get Lauren. Well, no, Lauren comes on the mic, but I love when Lauren comes on the mic because it's easier, especially when I'm on. We haven't done an episode of me on my own in so long. Like, I'm going to be lost.
Yeah.
I'm going to be lost. Anyways, so yeah.
So tell them. So I was up early the first day we were shooting the video for Is Your Brother. So if anyone doesn't know, I'm dressed as Saint in the video. We got this girl that Niamh put me on to, Robin Gillespie. I can't get the name now. She done a great job doing all the makeup, the prosthetics, the horns, the chin and all. So she had me looking like the real deal. But we were shooting early and we were doing a few scenes in my gaff and Niamh was asleep upstairs, KO'd. And remember I went up to the room and I woke you up as Saint and your face was priceless.
No, I shit myself. I knew he was doing that like that morning, but like imagine waking up in this fucking big huge red devil sitting over you. I was like, it's the end of my life. What is going on? I was kind of having a bit of a fit as well, right? I make myself,
because the shoot, there were two long days of shooting.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of scenes getting shot in the gaff. And you were worn out by the end of it, weren't you? Because you didn't have the house to yourself at all for the last 2 days.
Not even that.
And I had to go into the room and I was taking down a curtain poles and all, curtain rods from the room.
And we have a skylight which is directly below like my our bedroom. I shouldn't say my bedroom because a lot of people go, is that chair room? Yes, we fucking do have one bedroom, by the way. But the bedroom, the skylight is right below the bedroom window. And my autism, guys, I can't deal with like flashing lights and all. Like, it just drives me fucking mad. Like, it literally makes me want to pull my hair out. So I was already having a bit of a hard time because it was two very long days and there was a lot of noise. And Alex was painted red and the red paint was getting all over the white walls, the white doors. It was just like, you know what I'm like? I'm a bit pedantic and like a bit of a kind of, I have my own way of doing things. And like anything that throws me out of my routine can really overwhelm me. So I was up in the room and I literally had to lock myself in the room. I was like, I'm feeling really overwhelmed, overstimulated. Alex comes in and he's like, babe, we need to take down the curtain pole.
It's about 1 a.m. at this stage. Yeah. And we're blasting the tune out on repeat. Strobe lights going. The gaff was just
hectic.
Turned upside down. Yeah. So.
And loads of fucking crushed up Parma violets all over the fucking...
Yeah.
They were crushing up Parma violets on the glass worktop. I was like, oh my God, I was losing the will to live. So we took the curtain pole because for one of the... scenes like obviously Ado.
It's when Ado opens the blinds and it's bright out.
Yeah, but there's no actual curtains on our windows downstairs. So we had to take the curtain pole from upstairs, bring it downstairs, and they done whatever special effects to make it look like it was. But next thing you know, I'm getting red strobe lights flashing up into me in the bedroom at about 1 a.m. when I haven't slept. I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed. So I literally was like, oh, my.
You're being a little brat, weren't you?
I was being a diva, wasn't I?
Yeah, you're being a little brat.
Well, I have the right, like, the strobe lights were just too much. They were too much. And you know what I have to laugh at? In the video, it's like, you just see my little pink paintings in the background over the strobe.
Yeah, they asked, will we take that out? And I was like, nah, leave it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because people that follow me will know that that's the gap. Yeah. Like, also, I just want to say, notice how he said he took a year off from music. Okay, so it wasn't me. I didn't do anything. The amount of shit that I get, like, because Alex took from, you took like what, a year to kind of just write music and do whatever. The amount of shit that I get for that. So it's hilarious. Can we stop blaming women for men? It's very unfair. Literally every single time. I see it all the time in comment sections. It's so annoying because I don't know what they think, that I'm chaining like you down to a bed or something and not letting you fucking write music.
But... No, you just don't let me go to the studio. I'm allowed to write songs in the bedroom.
Alex, you're an asshole. I am like I'm Alex's, like, genuinely, I'm his biggest fucking fan. Like, I would never, ever, 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 ever want anything other than him making music, because I was a fan of him and his music before I was with him. So I don't know where that, like, it's so weird. Like, where does that narrative come from? I think people just, I don't know, maybe they think I'm a psycho. Maybe I am a psycho.
No, but you literally have, like, weirdos that are obsessed with you.
Yeah.
That's one thing I noticed about you. Like, you have literally, like, there's, like, a lot of people who are, like, fixated. That's what I noticed when I got with you. Like, there's people that are obsessed with your life. Like, their life is your life.
Yeah.
And it's actually like you'd feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
Because like all they think about is you.
Yeah.
Like literally like it's mental carry on. You must have some sort of weird grip over people like that like strangers that you don't even know, like that are just,
you know,
fucking, it's weird. Social media is weird. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like the way people just get so like
obsessed
with someone, but like it's not healthy. Like their mental health is someone in their family needs to like bring them somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Delete the app.
Yeah, no, because it's not right. Like, if someone in my family member like obsessed so much about another person that they never met, I'd be like, right, we need to get you sorted. Like,
do you know what? I think a lot of people have parasocial relationships with people online. Like, I think they feel, because obviously online you're inviting someone into a lot of your life and you're sharing a lot of your life. I think they then feel like they're
entitled. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Maybe.
I think it's an entitlement that they feel like they are just entitled to know everything and not what people choose to share. But then as well, I think with me, there's kind of this element of, you know what I'm like Alex knows, he lives with me, like I can go from having one opinion one week, another, a completely opposite opinion the next week. I'm quite erratic. I've always been that way. It's just how I am, and I think people just don't understand it.
I feel like people like choose to, like, there's a group of people that like choose, they have their opinion of you already, but they choose to torture themselves by still keeping up to date with you every day. So it's like they're not getting any good end of the deal here. You know what I mean? Because they're still like following you, but they're like choosing to annoy themselves.
Yeah.
In a way, you know what I mean? So it's like,
Yeah, it's like
that's you.
It's like torturing yourself. Mm. Like if you're watching somebody engaging with someone and constantly, like, these people make crazy assumptions about me, about my relationship. Like, it's fucking nuts the shit that they come out with. But if you're like so fixated, like, why are you even bothering? Like, I will never understand that, because me personally, and I know you're the same. If I don't like someone, I would find it very difficult to watch every single move that they make and everything that they do. Like, I would really struggle.
Yeah, your heart would go out to them.
Yeah,
it would. I feel sorry for them. No, like, it's, yeah. But on the flip side, you have to look at the positive, though. Think of how many people, like, love what you're doing on the podcast and all. Like, like, I'm delighted you set up a podcast. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm dead proud of you for going out and getting it going. Because there's so much stuff that you could do and be successful at. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I suppose without those people, like, there's another element of, like...
It comes with the territory. Like, you know what I mean? Anyone that's in the public eye to a certain degree, you can't fucking please everyone, do you know what I mean? There's always going to be someone that has an opinion of you.
Yeah, because you're
and
quite...
And you just have to take it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're quite quiet. Like, you don't, like, you're not mad social media head, and even you get it.
You know what I mean? No, some mad shit's been said about me.
Yeah, like, wild, wild stuff. Like, even you get a lot of shit, and, like... There's people that say a lot of shit about you too, and you're not like me. Like, you don't really invite people into your life the way that I do, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose maybe me inviting them in is kind of inviting them into yours as well. But no, I don't show you really that much on my social media. Well, Alex, this was my biggest worry. This was my biggest worry with Alex, right? With obviously doing music, I feel like the music industry has changed so much from a couple of years ago to now. Like, where, remember, like, when Ketamine dropped and, like, literally it just fucking blew up on YouTube, and YouTube was the fucking shit. Like, everyone was on YouTube, everyone was on Facebook, and that's where you blew up. Alex has always had this huge struggle with TikTok, haven't you? Like,
oh my God, yeah. So I just dropped my single, Is Your Brother, and, like, the whole lead up to it, like, they were like saying, now, Alex, you're going to have to start, like, putting yourself out there. You're not in the group anymore. You need to start, like, promoting this shit yourself and all. And I was like, yeah. But in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, how am I going to do this? I can't do TikTok. I'm poxy. Like, even doing the podcast and all shit like this. Like I said, like, stuff where I'm, like, a real person I struggle with.
Yeah.
But anyway, I done it. I bit the bullet and I went on. Now, I haven't, like, went on and said, like, hey, guys, I'm dropping a song. Everyone listen. I can't do that shit. It's not that I'm too cool. It's not me. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm kind of getting used to it now. I'm, like, lip syncing the song and getting it out there a bit. But
yeah, and I'm really proud of you, because I know, like, that yous don't realise, guys. People have been asking me, like, for however long me and Alex have been together, because I think people are so used to seeing as well. When someone gets with someone on social media, it kind of becomes... that, like, they kind of lose their own identity and they become, like, a couple, and they don't have their individual identities, which I think was really important to me anyway, because I was somebody, like, my own person before I met Alex. So it is important to me that I have my own identity regardless. But people have been begging me since I started social media, like, please, will you have Alex in videos? Like, he really struggled with that and was really uncomfortable. And it's nothing got to do with me as well. It's just his own thing. So I'm very proud of you that you've kind of come out of your comfort zone and you've done a lot.
I'll be doing Get Ready With Me's now in no time.
Yeah, doing your skincare routine. No, I'm proud of you. Well done. You've done really well. But it literally, lads, it was to the point where, like, one day we were back in one of Alex's friends' house. Alex had, like, gone to sleep on the sofa, and me and two of Alex's friends were literally having, like, an intervention of, like, how we can get Alex to post on social media. Like, that's to the point that it was. So, but it's good as well that you have friends like that around you that are like, no, like, how can we get him to post? You know what I mean? Because I think, lad, do you know a big part?
I'm getting into the swing of it now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it now, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a lot harder for boys. Like, that's one thing I will say. I think social media in general is a lot harder for boys, because girls, it's almost encouraged, whereas boys, there's a lot of, like, lad culture, I think, of, like, you know, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of boys that do social media, but I feel like who's more likely to be slagged for doing social media, a girl or a boy? Like, it's always...
Because the lad said if I post any more TikToks, I'm going to break me nose. Because I'm letting the side down, you know.
I wouldn't disbelieve it from some of them, to be honest. So obviously today you got some very good news. You got, well, do you want to say? I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah, I dropped Is Your Brother is like the fourth most listened to song in the country right now from an Irish artist. So it's not the official charts, but it's from the Irish charts.
The homegrown. And that's
homegrown.
That's the charts you, like, I remember when Blue Raz dropped, that was the charts that you would all
look at. So I'm buzzing over that, like, because I wasn't expecting it to get like top five on the first week, you know?
Well,
so,
you haven't done anything. Like,
I've been inactive, you know, for like literally over a year, I think.
Yeah, I had you chained up in the beat.
Yeah. But at least Niamh let me go to the studio a few weeks ago and make a song, so I'm delighted now. I'm back on the... And do you mind if I make more, like, throughout the year?
I don't know. We'll have to talk. We'll have to speak about the content. Yeah. You know, actually, sorry, just to pivot back a little bit, right? Can I just say something else? Like, are these people actually for real? Like, he is... Can I say what you are in at the end of the song?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
He is literally in a fucking bed with Enya Martin at the end of the song, and people think that I have any control over this boy. Are you fucking all right? Do you listen to his song lyrics?
No, you did ask me to Photoshop your face onto her body.
Fuck off.
Totally buzzing off you. But yeah, it's number four, so I'm delighted with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep blasting, Is Your Brother.
Yeah. You haven't really been trying to do anything to make a chart either. So obviously we would really like Is Your Brother to get to number
one. Oh yeah, if you buy it on iTunes, it's like cost a euro, I think.
Yeah, it's a euro.
That would be a huge help and I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, if anybody listening wants to help Alex get to number one on the homegrown, please, please, please buy the song on iTunes. It's 1 euro. Supporting Irish artists, guys. It's really important that we support our own. And yeah, just stream the song on Spotify. Stream on Spotify. Watch the music video too. But for the charts, is that true? For the charts, stream on Spotify. But yeah, well, I tell them.
If you want. Nah.
No, I'm telling them. Can I tell them?
Go on.
I don't embarrass them, you know. But, right, Alex has this fucking weird thing that he does, right? He made up this nickname for me, and it's only
You have a different nickname each time of the day.
Yeah.
From 6 a.m. to 12, you're Rufus, because you're always KO'd in bed, and then... You're Darfus then from 12 to 3.
Oh, you know, you've kind of replaced Rufus with Darfus.
And then you're Damon from 5 to 6.
Damon.
And then you're... What is it?
Squelch.
Squelch. Yeah, I'll give you the worst nickname
ever.
Yeah,
it gives. And do you know, no, you say I look like that fucking woodland critter.
Oh, yeah. If you listen to this, look up the bear. Type in South Park Christmas woodland critter bear. The bear from them is the image of Niamh.
Is that not fucking horrible, lads? Like, honestly, when I put that on my Instagram story before, and people are like, oh.
Yeah, but it's
God.
The big brown eyes and the teeth. You know what I mean? It's real cute looking.
But yeah, he has this weird thing, right? He wakes me up in the morning and he goes, Rufus, like this. But I'm like, obviously, KO'd. I sleep with my teeth out of my mouth as well, don't I?
Yeah. Oh, it's a cracker.
My teeth to be like sticking out of my mouth. But yeah, he comes up with the fucking weirdest nickname. So see what I'm saying? Like, he's a fucking creative person.
That's not being a creative person, just saying that,
that is
like, that's just being a bleeding weirdo.
Alex, who thinks of fucking Darfus? Like, where did you even get that from? Like, where
look at you and I just think, yeah, I'm gonna call it that.
Well, what if I can't, when I look at you, I don't think of anything apart from Alex. No, I call you Ali. What else do I call you? Lovin'.
Yeah,
that's it, really. Yeah. We have, I can't say all the other nicknames he calls me because it's too cringy. Yeah. He'll give out to me. But anyway, we're going to play a little game of Mr. and Mrs. and see how well, Alex, are we doing it both ways?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I think Alex will do better than me. Right. Okay. Let's go.
Okay. So the first one is for Alex. And we're going to start off easy to ease you into it. Okay. So what is Niamh's favorite color?
Pink.
Niamh, is he right?
Pink and yellow. So yeah.
Yep. Literally the brand colours. Okay, Niamh. How many episodes of Unscripted has Alex listened to?
I'm going to say maybe two. Not a lot. He doesn't listen. He doesn't like listening because I make fun of, I embarrass him.
It's definitely two in around, it's the first one and the one you've done with Enya.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But was there another one?
No, there wasn't.
Two, I think, then, yeah.
Woo! Right.
That's surprising. I thought you'd say none, to be honest.
Yeah.
You'll listen to this
now, because I know I do be getting rinsed. If I listen to that full thing, if I listen to all your episodes, I think it'd be better for both parties if I don't listen to it. Yeah, because she'll be coming home like, why did you say that? Mm. You know what I mean? So I think to keep the peace, I won't listen to it.
Yeah.
I won't listen to them.
It's some of the feedback we get, actually, that people love how much she talks about you. Yeah. That's a good thing, or not?
Yeah. I love him. I talk about him all the time.
Right, next one. Okay, Alex, what's Niamh's food obsession at the minute?
Food obsession?
Oh, yeah. This is so easy, Alex.
Like what to eat every day? Food obsession.
Know how Niamh goes through phases of eating like the same
okay,
food.
But she has a staple food. Like she, all right, I'm just going to put, she eats soup and toast every fucking day.
Yeah.
Was that the new food obsession or is there a new one?
Yeah, no, that's it.
That's it, all right.
That's it. But I see my food obsessions, I get like, don't I, very fixated on one food for like maybe 3 months.
McDonald's for 6 months. Then.
You're not meant to be rotting out my body. No, it's right.
Are you still on the mash?
No.
You know what, actually, at least you don't give a fuck about like your food eating habits. Because like, I remember like literally the second time I went out to Niamh, she goes, will you stop off at McDonald's and get me a triple cheeseburger? And I was like, fair play to this young woman. She doesn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, most people, that's a fucking heavy thing to be eating. Like, after seeing someone twice, like a triple cheeseburger.
And I was dying hungover, lads. Like, I mean, I got about 2 hours sleep. I was dying. All I wanted was a fucking triple cheeseburger. Nothing was stopping me from having it. No, man, nothing. Right.
Okay, Niamh, what was Alex's first pet's name?
Paddy.
Yeah.
Was he a dog?
Yeah, a dog. And he was a little evil thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, he went a bit nuts towards the end. We never got him snipped.
Yeah.
So he was, he was a mad cunt.
Yeah, Alex has videos of him and he's like proper like teeth out, like growling. Yeah. But you drove him mad as well. Like,
I did.
Always putting boxing gloves on.
Yeah, if I wanted to move him from one place, I had to pick him up with boxing gloves on. And the boxing gloves are still in me mom's gaff. There's like... They just ripped the shreds from him taking the bleeding.
Would he bite your hand like if he didn't? Oh my God, no way. And he got another dog pregnant, didn't he?
Who's probably has half that? The area duffed. He went, like my nanny and granddad used to look after him and he'd always run out.
Yeah.
So he'd run up the beach and all, he's probably jumping off everything.
Right, next one.
Okay, so there's a reason I'm asking this one.
Okay.
Alex, when is your anniversary?
22nd of September.
Yeah. Well done, love.
Why did I ask him that, Niamh?
Because I fucking forgot it. Is that why? Fucking forgot it this year. Alex remembered it, like, and I would fucking give him death if he forgot our fucking anniversary. But we were sitting on sofa and he reminded me and I was so embarrassed, lads. I was like, I'm meant to remember that stuff.
What's my birthday?
May. It's either 20th or 22nd. May 22nd.
Well done.
Yeah, so I always get confused. I have to think for a minute if it's 20th or 22nd because our anniversary is 22nd.
Okay, Niamh. If Alex could pick someone to play him in a film, who would he pick?
Cillian Murphy.
I haven't even thought about that question.
You would, because people might disagree with me, but when we were watching Oppenheimer, I was like, oh my God, Alex, Cillian Murphy kind of reminds me of you. So I feel like because I said that, you would. Think about it. You have similar features, you and Cillian Murphy.
I don't think I'm that handsome.
Well, he has dark hair and blue eyes, like, and he has
right,
the same
hair. Right, go on, we'll go, Cillian.
Are you just being humble? You don't want to say that.
Who would you pick to play you?
Who would I pick? Oh,
that girl.
That girl from Sex Education.
Yeah, no.
Amy from Sex Education.
No way, I love her.
She's the image of Niamh.
Who said that?
You went to be mom's gaffer. There was some French student there. And she's like, you look like that girl from
Sex Education.
And I looked her up and was like, oh my God, what a show.
Yeah, that's who I'd get. Well, in my dreams, I'd love it to be like Megan Fox or like Michelle Keegan, but that's in my dreams, okay?
Okay, and now I have one for both of you. So we'll go to Alex first for this one. What is Niamh's most prized possession?
Her phone. If you take it's your phone, 1,000,000%.
Yeah. Niamh, what's Alex's?
Oh, this one's difficult because there's a few things, but I'm going to say his laptop.
I think it's your phone for everyone, isn't it? Like, if someone took your phone off you...
Yeah,
like,
but I think you would miss your laptop more than your phone because you do all your editing and everything on the laptop. Like, even I had to tell Alex, like, he's like, this how fucking, he is literally boomer on TikTok, right? He's editing fucking TikToks on Final Cut Pro, lads. I'm like, Alex, you need to use CapCut. Like, what the fuck? Why are you using Final Cut Pro to edit a fucking TikTok? But that's what I mean. I feel like you do everything on your laptop.
Niamh had to teach me how to use CapCut.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's hard. It's fucking hard, TikTok. Honestly, it's not easy. I don't think I'm being a boomer saying that. Like, it's proper, like...
Yeah.
Like, she just whips the phone off and does this green screen thing, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing here?
But would you say your laptop or your phone? I think your laptop, because you have everything on...
My most prized... Yeah, go with my phone and my laptop then, yeah.
Well, that's two.
We obviously know each other very well, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I fucking hope so. We're living together.
We play Fortnite together.
Yeah, we're literally living together. How long are we living together?
I would say basically since we met each other.
Like, yeah. Like, Alex used to love coming up to my apartment. I lived in Santry at the time. And, like, I just had a fridge full of, like...
No, going out to Neve, it was like going, like, to a bleeding, like, holiday camp or something, like, as a kid or something. Do you know what I mean? It was like, you just go out and it's this real nice apartment. It was, like, fucking... You had, like, food everywhere and all. Yeah. It was, like, cushy.
No, not food everywhere. I had, like, a fridge full of BPM, loads of junk food. Like,
yeah.
That sort of thing. Even your mom used to say that, didn't she, when she was coming up to mine. But, it's since the Snoop tour that we officially lived together.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it was actually Alex's idea, not my idea. Alex rang me and was like, do you want to move in with each other? Oh, anyway.
Who was better at Fortnite?
Me,
Alex is better at Fortnite, but I'm getting good at Fortnite, but I haven't played it in a while now, to be honest.
Just play against each other. I don't even know.
No, we play on the same team. We play together on the same team, killing the other people.
Mm.
Couples that play Fortnite together stay together. Right, guys, we have another very secret special guest that I didn't intro at the start of the episode, so kept it to myself, but we have Ado, the famous Ado from the Is Your Brother music video. Ado, how are you?
Grand, thanks very much for having me, Neil.
Thanks for coming in, and he has some merch. He's wearing some Is Your Brother merch. The camera picks
and
it
then
up.
At the back, it's me.
Recovery, Aidan Redmond.
So that's from Sweetcrafts on Instagram, and he gave me and Alex a t-shirt out of goodwill just to try it on us.
Lovely. Everyone go follow Sweetcrafts. That was really nice. Alex needs to do something like that, some merch. 100%. We're saying.
Imagine how much money he'd make.
Yeah.
He just doesn't use
So, Ado, first thing I want to say, how is it? Like, how are you feeling with the, like, I feel like you've kind of had a bit of a blow up now since the music video.
A bit of a blow up, but like, it's just been mad. I think, I didn't really think that was going to be the way it was. I knew, like, obviously Alex's stuff is big.
Yeah.
It's going to be big. But when it first came out, it was like a bit of a fever dream. It still is. Look, I was on a building site last week.
Yeah.
Milling scaffold over. And then now I'm here talking to you.
And yeah. And you were on the right. You were on Spin as well.
Yeah. And articles, news articles saying.
Yeah, like hot press writing about you. They are like, what is going on? What is actually, because Ado didn't really, you didn't do social media or anything, didn't you?
To be honest, I don't really like, not that I don't really like it. I'd see the content part of it, like TikTok and all. I think that's cool. I like that. But like just keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing on social media and not into that.
Yeah. So now you're kind of, do you feel like now, because since that, you're kind of like, right, okay, maybe I want to tap into this a little bit.
Definitely. I like making, I like entertaining.
Yeah.
I've always liked entertaining.
You are. That's like the first time actually that I met Ado was the day of the music video shoot.
Yeah, it was.
Straight away, I was going up to Alex and I was saying, like, he needs to do social media. Like, he is so, you're very funny and you're very personable and you're very likable. And do you know what else? You're not like, I'm often like afraid of like fellas because it's like you think they're going to be mad yuppros, but you're not. You're real, like, you're nice. He's real nice.
That's pretty much it.
He's a nice fella. But yeah, so I'd say it's a bit of like, if I thought about, if I didn't do social media and I got in a music video and then all of a sudden I'm having hot press articles. Like, what the fuck?
Not only that, Alex kept sending me articles and I was mentioning every single one of them.
Yeah.
It was just blowing my mind. It's like, I'm just sitting here saying, what is going on?
Yeah. And what are the lads on the building site like?
Oh, I can't even go down the road. I get a phone call off bosses saying, does your brother still do 6 grand? They're giving me stickers for me helmet to put on. Oh, lads.
Yeah, I've seen that. And when Alex texts you, didn't he? Asking you.
He texts me, what's up, bro? Are you free for a call?
Yeah.
I have a question for you. I said, what is this mad thing going to happen?
could be anything. Like,
you don't know. Like, usually I jump in like the back of the videos and all, but then he said, no, I want you to be the star of the video. And I was like, I'll try. And I didn't realise, like, when I first went into it, how well, I don't know, will you tell me if I've done well?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. That's, like, let me explain, right? We were in, it was filmed, the part that was filmed in the IH, right? Like, it looks so fucking cool on camera, but there was
where you hold a point on.
Yeah, but there was one part, do you remember, you and Alex were sitting on the sofa and Alex had to keep singing that or rapping that verse over and over again and you had to, like, sit beside him for the hot, like, and it was real, like, looking at it, I was like, I couldn't do that. Like, I would die of awkwardness, but you were so good.
Well, that's what a good friend is.
Yeah, exactly. But you were very natural. Like, it seemed to just come natural to you.
Well... yeah, well, I've done like small things like musicals when I was growing up in school, and but like when I done that, I was a bit nervous when he was telling me who he was getting to be my girlfriend.
Yeah,
and then about the Chris thing, I was like,
what's happening?
Roll with it, just go and see what happens.
Just go with it. And have you done like anything before, like any TV, any acting?
I done the X Factor before.
Right, tell me. I want to know about this. I don't know about this.
It was The X Factor was in the convention centre.
Right.
It was probably, a good few years ago anyway.
Yeah.
And I got through, like, the first stage at Hill and then just went, like, I don't know, I just had, to be honest, I half-assed it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't put me full.
Yeah, full effort.
To be honest, I went drinking, right, so.
No way.
I'll tell you the story. I went to the, to basically, you go through producers.
Yeah.
And you go into the, like, the first phase of it, and then you walk in and you sing, like, you go behind this blue board.
Yeah.
And then you sing to the producer, but there's 12 other people doing it at the same time. And
Really? Yeah, so like, it's not like...
All, it's in the convention. Right. Yeah. So it gets smaller as you go on, but when I sang... we, like, have a very projective voice. Like, I stopped, like, everyone beside me, they're all looking at me.
Yeah.
All their shit.
Yeah.
And then I got through, and then blah, blah, blah. It was day after day. So you get through that round, you go next day, another round, and then I end up going out drinking stupidly, didn't I? Till about 4 a.m.
Oh shit, and you were probably up early.
I was up at like 7 or 8. But my dad says to me, why were you out drinking last night? I says, I wasn't out drinking last night. You rang me in your pocket at about 3 a.m. screaming your head off the top of your lungs.
So your voice was probably gone the next fucking morning.
Yeah, I'm not giving that as an excuse as well, but I just didn't, as I said, half-assed it.
Yeah, but even, I feel like the balls that even takes to go for something like that, especially like me and Alex were talking about this, and I feel like some of these things are a lot even harder for lads because, I don't know, I feel
stigma
like...
Stigma of boys.
Yeah, even with girls with social media, like, nobody really bats an eyelid if a girl's doing social media, whereas, like, there's more of a fear for lads. It's more like, am I going to get slagged or, you know what I mean? So even fucking the balls, but do you mean to tell me, so when they have the audition on the TV, that's not the first audition.
So you go through 5 stages before,
right.
5 stages of producers before you even get to the judges.
Right.
So like if you see someone shy on that,
they've put them through. So they're like,
just the X Factor is out of the water now.
Yeah. They're like stitching people up bad then.
Yeah, so
like
if you put like the likes of Wagner and all, if you remember him, like he went through and he was absolutely diabolical. Like, diabolical. But they went through so many screenings before he got to see Simon or whoever else.
Yeah. So that kind of puts into perspective, like with reality TV, how fucked up it is, doesn't it? Like,
how fixed it is. Yeah. Really a singing competition if you're putting through these people.
Like how the fuck did, what was her name? Honey G. Do you remember Honey G?
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. Or Ryland. Remember him?
Yeah, Ryland. He does like TV.
He does Big Brother.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
I think so. He does something major. Yeah. But so you've done, obviously you were kind of, you've always been someone outgoing that would.
Well, I'm a black belt in karaoke. If I say
so. Like, you have a good voice.
Not a good, well, I wouldn't say. I like getting up.
You'll have to, we'll have to make him sing on TikTok. He has to do some singing
we'll
on TikTok.
We'll see.
So you've always been outgoing. You've always felt, you've never been somebody that'd be shy of the camera, would you say?
Shy in situations.
Yeah.
More of a, I didn't know until, I've been around the lads when they're shooting videos and all.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the same as like, right, it's you.
You're the main character.
Like, Alex would give me a bit of a script and he'd say like, this is what, in and around what I want you to say. And then we'll just go off. Like, me and Chris ran a 5K and we are about, like, we're just doing a 5K.
Normal.
Like, it was a fake 5K. People are saying, where's your book?
Yeah.
I'm saying, what do you mean, where's my book? I haven't wrote a book. I've done a music video. People, I think, I'm out here, like, motivational speaking for Ireland now. Like, what's
no, I think that people genuinely do think you have a book now.
No, but...
You'll have to write a book.
Well, it's on the way. Family members even think, like, they're ringing me sister and saying, like, Aiden has a book out now. No, and I wasn't that, like, I like a drink, but I'm not that bad. Jesus.
And I wouldn't mind. The book is called Recovery.
And I'm not, I wouldn't even mind, right, as well as... the book that I put up on the video on TikTok is Alex Ferguson's autobiography.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Jesus.
Hey, no, that's how bad do they think you are on the drink if you have a book? Recovery with Aiden Redmond.
That's Alex putting in.
You'll have to write a book now, well, Recovery with Aiden Redmond.
You're
being accused, but you're not even an addict.
No.
Getting accused of it. For you, was there any point of the music video that you found awkward to film that you were like, oh my god? You were actually drinking though, weren't you?
The last part. One of the things that actually happened to me when we're doing the running scene when we're going home.
Yeah.
When I'm running back to the house,
yeah.
Was in the playground and I jumped over when I get sick, but I done it all right at the first time. But he said he wants to get a better shot. And I end up jumping over and popping my knee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I popped my knee.
When did you film that bit?
So that was before we came out to the house to film that bit. And probably wrecked your head out there.
No, we were talking about this earlier. Do you know what, Ado? I was going mad because remember the fucking strobe lights, right? I can't deal with like flashing lights now, right? I'm so bad. I was fine until Alex came up and took the fucking curtains.
What?
And then do you remember me? I was going around like a demon.
But do you know what we had to do? Like, Sean was holding the curtain pole to pretend that was up there,
yeah,
and he was like, boys, please don't get out of there, boys, get around.
Did you say that, Alex? Yeah. No way. Yeah, sure. I see, React put up the behind the scenes of the special effects.
Can I just honestly, like, that was unbelievable. The two lads, I swear, like, even the ideas that they were coming at, and they were no problem asking, or like, they are just brilliant. I have to say, like, if you ever need that, they're the lads, they really are, like, they're unbelievable.
Even the scene of Alex's head in the box,
I was like, how is that gonna look?
And it looks fucking unreal, it looks class. So, I'd say, are you getting recognized now? Like, are people recognizing you?
Well, I haven't been out much, on the other going to work, but I have been, like, especially in my own area, like,
I'd say so everybody in Ringsend watches Alex's music videos, obviously. So, I'd say for me, I'm thinking if I like didn't have social media and then all of a sudden this fucking music video went up and like had 100k views in a few days, like, what does that even feel like? It's like you don't have to, like, you know, the way when I started social media, I got like, you know, 5K, 10K, it was a slow thing. Whereas now for you, it's just been overnight.
No, but this is what, exactly, it has been overnight. But that's what I'm grateful, Al, it really is. But it's not even something that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not that I like attention on me all the time or whatever like that, but I like making people laugh. I like entertaining people. And like, that's what I like to sing. Like, I just like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And not to, like, putting up me dinners or something every day. Like, that's I like making people laugh.
Putting up me dinners. Yeah, but like, Alex is in fits laughing.
But that's just not me. Like,
yeah.
But if it's content that we can make funny videos with my son and stuff like that, I'd love doing that.
Yeah. And them type of videos, I think the minute I met you, Ado, I said he needs to do social media because you're funny, you're a likable fucking person. I think that's what people want. And do you know what as well? You're normal. Like, I feel like people are sick and tired of seeing, like, you know, and not normality. Like, even the fact that your first kind of like blow up has been you at this fucking session for like 2 fucking days. You know what I mean? Lads, when I tell you, just anybody listening, when I was watching how they made that music video, because I was there for some of the scenes, it was so, I could never do that. Like, it was, I'd be so awkward. So the fact you were just so natural at it, you were really, really good. You should get into acting.
I'd love to, I'd love to get in, but it showed me how much I actually enjoyed, see, the full process of everything and putting actually time and effort into something.
Yeah.
And then seeing what way it turned out.
When it's made.
Blew me mind. Like, Alex came down to my house.
He showed me the video of your reaction.
Yeah. But like I don't even know if it was a good reaction, but it was just like,
no, you looked in shock, like.
I couldn't come out with the words. I was like, I didn't think that was good. And it's mad seeing me on like a movie screen.
Yeah.
Fumbling and getting sick and taking
drugs. Yeah, they're getting sick. And one of my favourite scenes is the tumbling scene. And then when you get sick. And
I had to do that about five times.
Oh, God. And did you actually have to like make them noises of getting sick?
Yeah, I had to hold So I had to hold water in my mouth.
No way.
And all that jump and trampoline, run off and then get sick.
No way. That'd be fucking hard to do. Like, genuinely, I'd be too, like, I feel like you have to be very outgoing. I feel like I'd be too maybe conscious of myself or something. But fucking hell, you've done a really fucking good job. I think there's been really good feedback, hasn't there?
Well, if there's any acting agents out there, get on to Ada.
Yeah.
Honestly. Thanks very much.
If you listen and you know have any contacts or connects in the for acting agents, get on to Ada ASAP.
No, but honestly, if there's anybody that even can like point him in the direction of where to go, send it on to the Unscripted page and we can send it to him, because you should, seriously.
One thing I will say, right, and it's been said to me by a few people, like, how relatable this
music video.
The music video is like the lad going out on a Friday, going walk. Like, this is the lad's mindset. He's out there walking his bollocks off all week.
Yeah.
And he's getting to the end of the week. And obviously, his board wants, or his girlfriend wants to do
something
with him at the end of the week. But he just, it's not saying that he doesn't want to do something with
him. He wants to drink.
Sit down with the lads, have a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Not every weekend, some weekend.
Yeah.
But then one turns into 31.
Yeah.
One day turns into 32.
But that's even, I'm not, me and Alex were talking about this earlier, because I'm actually like the sesh head in this relationship. Like, not like I don't really drink.
6 days on the truck.
No, I fucking don't. I don't really drink. Like, I'm not a drinker regularly, but when I do, good luck. So we were only talking about, like, even I'm like, that's so fucking relatable. Like, you know, where you just have a drink and the next thing you know, you're in some fucking gaff. You don't even fucking know where you are. Yeah, there's the light. No, do you know what's so fucking relatable in it? When the light's shining in and you're like, what am I doing? Doing with my life. Like, what am I actually doing? And then you're lying. No, I always have these like moments of realization of like, Niamh, you fucked up. You fucked your life for like a month. So that element of it is so relatable.
And just the ideas that you had, Al, I have to say, like, they're next to none. You're such a visionary. It's great to see his ideas come on screen
come
and it's music. My dad is not impressed with much music, I have to say.
Yeah.
He really isn't. And he's my worst critic.
My
worst critic. Yeah. Like, I sang for him one time and he says, that was absolutely poxy. Like, honestly, shy. Do it again.
But
you need someone like that in your life. You need someone like that in your life. And he says, I have to say, the acting was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the song,
he
can't get it out of his head.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be more, like, he loved Tupac and all, but he wouldn't be mad for like,
yeah.
And he says, honestly, I won Ali, loves it.
No, it was brilliant. It was, and do you know what? Enya as well. Everyone, I feel like everyone involved, like, it just went so well. Yeah. It came out. Even like Dan O'Gill running in the pub, he's giving it 100.
Giving it
like,
shock. Everyone is. I feel like sometimes when you make stuff, you can get a lot of problems, but then sometimes you get into a flow state where everything is just working.
Yeah.
So, like, there's not, like, and I think we got that with Is Your Brother. Everything just fucking worked.
Click.
Yeah.
Like, everything
and
clicked.
And you know what, like, we had something, can we say about the other idea we had for the end of the video with Jenny?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so, like, we
no, this is, like, so because of so many plot twists at the end, like, yeah, go on, Ada. You take it.
So, like, he was coming out with ideas, and I was like, what's going on with this video? I was like, this is my, I'm a virgin today on music videos, or even acting.
The first twist of Toronto, yes, they're going to come home, then I'm going to be in bed with your missus,
then
I get back to him then, actually, we added more to it. it's going to quit the 2 years later. They're going to be doing a Get Better with Chris.
Yeah, but Anya didn't even know she was going to be in the bed with you, didn't she? No.
No, how did you, like, what?
She came in and goes, right, pulled out and messed up her hair with blood.
But then I had another twist at the end, but we didn't do it or whatever because I just thought it was too niche Dublin. I was going to try to get your one. Do you ever see Janet off
Catch
TikTok?
Me in the morning.
So see the way the devil's, see the way at the end of the video, the devil's in the bush?
Yeah.
I wanted, you just hear Janet's voice singing. And Janet's in the bush.
Yeah, that would.
We left it out.
But that would have been so niche, Dublin.
It was too niche.
Like, Sam, do you know what I love doing? And because I'm a part of it, we always did love, like, when you're content, I love reading the comments and saying the support, mate. I've always been one of the biggest supporters of me.
Ado's been with us from the start. Like, Ado's been all the very first shows I've ever done, Ado's been there and all. But yeah, the response to this has been overwhelmingly positive.
To see the comments, I love reading through it and love their takes on the song. What they're saying about the song.
A big philosophical paragraph. It's layered with meaning. And then people are going, mate, they're saying sniff the problem. Where's the... But I agree with the initial comment because...
Take what you want
the
from
the audience used to take whatever they want from it.
Yeah, that's what music is about.
Do you know, one thing I will say, right, just in regards to that, I always said, right, a lot of, like, even if you listen back to a lot of versatile music, it's not what it appears on the outside. Like, you know, like We Sell Brown, where you're saying, like...
Yeah, it's a commentary on society, a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, but you know, like, people were like, oh my God, like, glorifying, like, dealing and all. Whereas if you actually listen to We Sell Brown, it's like wrecking people's lives to buy Louis Vuitton. It's like they're actually doing the opposite of what you think they're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're making, like, you always said about, like, it's, they found a gap in the market and filled it to extreme extents with selling out the Tree Arena.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine, like, the fact that, Alex, you have, in fairness, when you think about it, you have achieved selling out the Tree Arena. You have gone on tour with Snoop Dogg. Like, who the fuck in Ireland is going on tour with Snoop Dogg?
No one.
That's insane. Like,
it's brilliant. And I love it. And I love that you want to strive for more. Keep me. I'll be your biggest supporter. I'll always be behind you. And this is only the start. This is, like, you don't know what's coming. Like, this is mental.
And it's only the start of Ados, because he's going to be doing his social media
we'll
now.
See what happens.
You're definitely, you're a personable person. I feel like you're going to do really, really well. Even I can guarantee you the feedback on even this episode of your part will be so, so good.
Again, to both of you, like, he's give me the chance, Al, for saying that I had that in me.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're the first person.
Right. It's great.
Right, guys. So that brings us to the end of episode 21. We finally got Alex on after 20 fucking one episodes. Like, is that some sort of sick joke?
Definitely.
Is it? He has to come on now. You're coming on again. He's. Do you know what the thing is, lads? He's going to say, I already went on your podcast. That's what he's going to say.
Shame on you, Alex. Shame on you.
Well, yeah, that brings us to the end of episode 21. As usual, guys, if you have any more guest recommendations or just anything you want to send us, you can find us over on Instagram at unscriptedgoloud, or you can send us an email at unscripted@goloudnow.com. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. Alex, Ado, thank you so much for coming in. Hold on a minute. Actually, I forgot. Ado, what's your social media handle?
So Ado Redmond 6 on TikTok and just Aiden Redmond on Instagram. Thanks very much.
Then I'm keeping up with Alex 301.
No, Alex is on Instagram, Alex is Eskimo Supreme, and on TikTok, Alex is Eskimo Supreme TV. So if you want to find either of them, I really recommend you follow both of them, especially Aiden. I'm joking. Damn. And Alex as well. But make sure you go over and follow them, guys. And yeah. Thank you for listening. Bye. Love you.
Well done.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.